August 23rd, Family Structure. Have you ever watched one of those complete home renovation shows? The building looks like it's ready to collapse, but if the frame, or bones, are solid, it can be stripped down and fully reconstructed. In other words, a good support system makes it salvageable. Family is very much like this. The family structure that God designed is meant to provide safety, stability, and biblical training. Qualities vulnerable children desperately need to develop into stable, truth-bearing individuals. And spouses, committed spouses, are able to minister to one another with these qualities as well. Today, we'll hear from a woman whose family structure collapsed early on. She's here to share with us her true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
Dad was hooked on heroin the whole time I was growing up, and home was a battleground with fights every day. I hung out with friends to avoid the tension. I had good grades, but a bad attitude, so I cut class until I was expelled. I even slept in my friend's closet to avoid going home. My brother would come and drag me home. Then my brother was born again. He warned me about the satanic things in my room, the books, posters, and music. Mom was next to follow Christ. I told him to work on Dad. He was the real troublemaker. Sure enough, Dad prayed to receive Christ. The first thing I noticed was the fighting stopped. Home was peaceful. Of all things, they began going to church, all but me. One day, as I was leaving on a date, Mom and my brother urged me to pray with them. I don't know why, but I did. I even told the Lord He was welcome to change me. Nobody else could. A few months later, I quit doing drugs, just like that. Then I stopped hanging out with my old friends and began going to church. The difference in our family is unbelievable. I'm Amber Timoldi, and today my husband and I are raising our children to know the Lord. Dad shares the gospel each month at a rescue mission, and my brother leads a high school youth group and Bible study. There's no one like Jesus. He set our whole family free.
The Apostle Paul wrote in Titus chapter 1, beginning in verse 6, "If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God." Friend, Paul continues this passage with a long list of virtues that are to be expected of church leaders. But why does he begin by talking about the family? Because family members are those already entrusted to our care, and they are the evidence of who we truly are behind closed doors. So, as stewards of God, we must begin by serving Him here. We do this by warding off the lies of Satan, guarding, protecting, teaching, and discipling one another. Only then will we possess the good bones of a solid home. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real life stories, and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices, disobedience, and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. Listen to a new devotional every day. And don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.